morning, I want to share this word, and I want to pray for you, if that's okay. I'm going to pray also for people that are watching us online. And I'm going to teach you a subject in the Gospels. And the title for this morning is Jesus Healed Them All. He healed them all. You know, in Scripture, we see the most part of Jesus' ministry is not teaching. He's, in fact, praying for people, bringing deliverance, bringing healing. And also, the early church follow the footsteps of Jesus. The church today is more intellectual. It's more sees the gospel from a perspective of a philosophy of life, recipes, how to live better, how to do this, how to... So it's like the church lost that beginning, those roots that Jesus passed unto them. So I want to show you how the church was right after the resurrection. And so in Acts 5, that's our first scripture, it tells us a little bit about what was going on in the church. And it says on Acts 5:14, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their numbers. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by evil spirits, and all of them were healed. Can you repeat this last sentence with me? All of them were healed. Okay, I'm going to say it again. All of them were healed. So it's like they have no need for hospital. They have no need for COVID shots. They have no need for, you know, anything regarding infirmity. Because they bring them to the street. They don't bring them to a church building. They don't bring them to an evangelistic crusade. They don't bring them to a special gathering. They bring them to the streets. And so it seems that the church was in the streets. And in the streets, they're ministering to those that are sick, that are being brought not just from the neighborhoods in Jerusalem, but from the towns nearby. They want to be in proximity. Peter is passing by. I teached about this 2 weeks ago, about the shadow of Peter. It wasn't necessarily the shadow that was healing, but it's that proximity effect, that anointing that Peter carried, that radiance that Peter carried. And so this is the life of the early church. And we see that all of them were healed. So the church is establishing itself. And after Christ's resurrection, they're preaching the gospel. They're healing diseases. They're raising the dead. They're casting out demonic spirits. And so this is the action of the early church. And so we know also that everyone who came to Jesus was healed. There's not a record in the Gospels, in Scripture, of someone that came to Jesus with a cancer, with a tumor, with any disease, blindness, and they left the same. There's no record of that. Maybe it happened. We really don't know. But from what we understand, and I believe Scripture says that all of them were healed also under the ministry of Jesus. So, and two-thirds or more of his ministry was healing people, was rebuking demons. Excuse me. It was healing the paralyzed, delivered people, setting them free. That was the ministry of Jesus. And at least 14 different passages in the Gospels say that Jesus healed them all. I'm going to show you one or two, but you know, there's passages where he healed a blind man, he healed a deaf and a dumb man from birth. He healed all types of diseases, all types of infirmities, all types of different healings, resurrection. He healed them all. But 14 times in the Gospels mentions that he healed them all. This is one of them. Matthew 8:16. It says, when evening had come, they brought to him many. How many? We don't know. Many. It wasn't just two or three. It doesn't say they brought a handful. They brought five. They brought many who were demon possessed. And he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all. Healed all who were sick. All. So this is one of those 14 scriptures where it says that Jesus healed them all. So listen, Christianity, it's a supernatural lifestyle. It's not a religion per se. It's not a philosophy. It's not a way of life that we try to be good and to do the teachings of Jesus. It's more than that. Christianity is about manifesting the works of Jesus. And so in the world today, we have many types of churches, but we can group them in two groups. There's a group which is the religious, traditional church, which has good morals, good teachings, embraces all the teachings of Jesus, all the teachings of the Bible, the Old Testament. And so people do social work. They do amazing things. I'm not criticizing, but that's a type of church. And then you have the church that walks in the same power, in the same grace, in the same anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now, at the time of Jesus and the early church, we saw that Jesus healed them all, and the disciples of the early church healed them all also. Now, in our day, in our present day, there's sometimes seasons and places where I've been, and it happened in churches that I pastored, where God is healing all. Or let's say the vast majority. People come with a disease, and 80% or 90% or sometimes 100% are healed. But there are seasons in which it's not like that. It's like the reverse. It's like 1% is healed, or 10% is healed, or it's a group of people that are healed, but they're not all healed. But I'm here to tell you that it is the will of God to use you and me, to use the church, to heal all. And there's a time in the season where it was prophesied that the church will enter again into this dimension in which everybody is healed. And when that happens, you can imagine what happens if the church walks in this power and there's a pandemic like the pandemics we see today. People come to church with COVID and they leave healed. People come to church with cancer and they leave all healed. The blind come and they leave all seeing. Every kind of infirmity, they come with cancer and they go out with no cancer. You know what happens when this anointing is manifested? Is that the whole city, all the regions, they see a transformation power that is supernatural and affects a whole region. I've seen this and I traveled the world. I kind of chased these revivals when I was a little bit younger. I will know of a revival, I'll get on an airplane and I'll go there. So I was in Guatemala, in Brazil, in Colombia, in Angola, in different places where the anointing of God was being manifested in the church. And it's not depending on us, but it's depending on the presence of the church in that region. And I believe that the time has come for Montreal to see such power. Not just in one church, but this will affect the whole city. It will affect the whole nation. And why does this happen? It's not to produce big churches or mega churches. It's not to produce human organizations, but it's to bring the grace of God to the people. And when this happens, it's not, sometimes we know of this particular church where we see the glory of God. Listen, I remember when I watched a movie that really impressed me, and it was called Transformations, and they were showing different spots of revival around the world, and I decided I want to see this in person. And so I actually got into airplanes and traveled there to see. I'll never forget this place that I visit in Guatemala, that's Central America. And it was so shocking what God did there. But it wasn't exactly like the movie shown. It was actually bigger than what the movie was trying to show. Because for a period of time, what happened is this region, there are small villages with agriculture, and it's subsistence agriculture. So it's not big farming. It's mountains, and the mountains are so steep that in order to cultivate, they have to tie ropes, and they're on ropes cultivating, the escarpments and all those hills. It's crazy. But when I arrived there, I saw something that I watched on a movie that I didn't believe, which is carrots the size of my arm. Carrots, actually thicker than my arm. Huge carrots. Huge. They were so big, and plentiful. I mean, they will pick the carrots, and the next month they have another carrot that size. And what happened? It's a town. I don't know. Maybe 20,000 people, and all those indigenous native people, they're driving like a Ford F-150, latest model. You know, they're all with prosperity around. There's churches everywhere. 6 a.m., we hear the chants of people, and people speaking in tongues all over the city. It's like I open the door, and I listen to all that crowd praying. There was one policeman for 20,000 people, and nobody was in jail. There was actually a jail, but closed. Nobody was in jail. And this anointing was so powerful that the United States sent people there to try to study what was happening with the vegetables, because it wasn't just the carrots. It's everything they cultivate is huge. And so I studied agronomy in university. Maybe you don't know this. I did 2 years of agronomy, and then I changed to zoology. And I did lots of stuff in university. And I studied agronomy, and I was shocked. And the United States sent all these people to study what was happening. And I spoke with some of these American agronomists, and they said, "We don't know yet. We don't know that it's not that the land is radioactive, but it's volcanic, and we don't understand why is this happening here." 3 kilometers to the side, there was another town. In that town, nobody was Christian. In this town, everybody was Christian. The other town, nobody was Christian. And I went to see the idol they worshiped. There was a mummy. It was ugly. You know, have you ever seen a mummy? It's like a skeleton with still skin attached. And so there was an altar, and they worshiped this idol in that other town. And there were candles, and they were there cutting themselves. Pagan as you can imagine. Really a spirit of witchcraft. In that town, everybody was poor. I don't know if it's still like this, but when I was there, they were all poor. They didn't accept nothing of the gospel, and they were just dirt poor and horrible. Crime, drugs, you name it. It was like heaven and hell put together, in two different towns in the middle of Central America, lost there, and the difference was amazing. And I ask, but why don't these people that live in misery look at what God is doing and realize that the blessing of God is over there? Because it wasn't always like this. It happened. As people came to Christ, the church became a place of healing. And yes, there was clinics and hospitals, but very few people needed treatment because of the grace of God in that place. So I'm sharing this with you to tell you that I've seen not only there, but I've seen how a church can transform a whole community, bringing the grace of God, bringing prosperity, bringing a different lifestyle. And I mean, people were free to choose one or the other. And I spent, more than a week there. And then I returned there a year later. And I was in awe, just amazed. Because when you visit a place, you do not live there. You sometimes observe things that even people that are there don't realize. And some of those people that were being so blessed, they didn't even realize how blessed they were, because they were just, living their lives, and they weren't looking around to see, the misery that was around. And I mean, that place was dangerous. To tell you how dangerous Guatemala was in those days, they had to have two armed guards with shotguns to keep the distribution of Coca-Cola. You know, the trucks of Coca-Cola, they had two guys with shotguns to protect the truck. That was how dangerous the place was. I was preaching in a church one night. The next day, two or three of the people were shot dead with assaults and things. So it was a dangerous place. But that town where the presence of God resided, I don't know if it's still like this, but it was like paradise on earth. Blessing, something extraordinary, something that affected the finances, affected the health, affected everything. My question, do you want to see this happening in Montreal? Do you want Montreal to be known by a place where the presence of God is and where God is blessing, where we'll see the anointing of God blessing families financially, health-wise, everywhere Jesus is manifested, it should be like this. I read this scripture already in Acts 5, but I wanted to tell you again what it says, and they were all healed. All the afflicted were coming to the church, and they were all healed. Now it's not Jesus. Now it's the apostles. And in the book of Acts, there's at least 20 miracles described that happen in the church, and extra 9 times where it says they were all healed with clusters of miracles. It's like they were walking in the exact same anointing of Jesus. Well, maybe you need healing. I need healing many times. I'm not young as I used to be, and the older we are, the more pains we have, the more infirmities we are exposed. And so I used to walk in perfect health, and now once in a while there's something that attacks my body. And that's normal if you're attacked physically with an infirmity. You're in this world. But let me tell you that church and God should provide healing. You know, I thank God for hospitals, for medications, for doctors. I have a sister, she's a doctor. God bless the doctors. But more than doctors, we need God. We need the presence of God. We need the anointing of God. And we need to believe like this early church. And God's primary purpose in performing miracles was to confirm the word, to confirm the ministry. And so God does not do miracles for show off. Sometimes I've seen evangelists and people that preach the gospel that do a big show out of healings. And there's these stages and platforms, and they put people on a stage with lights, and they do a big publicity of miracles. And sometimes the miracle didn't even happen. Or it was a half miracle. Or it was a suggestion. And so sometimes we can be in a point in our lives where we think that those healings, they're kind of a deception. Because we've seen someone that walked without crutches, and now the next day they're back to a wheelchair. I don't know if you ever seen things like this. I have seen people that are in a meeting and they start jumping and running, and we say they're healed, and then the next day they're back to the same. And so we look at this and we think, well, maybe it's not like this. Maybe it's just an illusion. Maybe it's just a suggestion. But let me tell you, when God listens to our prayers, when God heals, He does a work that is supernatural, that we cannot explain. And Jesus' death on the cross healed us. This is the prophecy of the Old Testament regarding Jesus. It says, He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. We are healed by His stripes. So this is the prophecy of the Old Testament concerning the Messiah, Jesus. And it was very mysterious because it's talking about suffering, bringing healing. Someone suffered, someone paid the price to bring healing to all. Because it says we are healed. And when it says we are, it means we are all healed. That's the meaning. Now, this prophecy was explained by Peter, the one whose shadow was bringing blessing and saw them all being healed. And Peter repeated the prophecy. He said about Jesus, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree or on the cross, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. So here's Peter, one of the close disciples of Jesus, stating that prophecy of Isaiah 53 is the reality. It's what's happening. It's what's causing all of the people being healed. So listen, friends and church, as we listen to these things, if we accept the grace of God over our lives and we acknowledge Jesus for who He is, we will see the same things that the early church saw. This is my last scripture for this morning. This is John. It's another of the close disciples of Jesus. And John said, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil." So that's the purpose of Jesus Christ being, it says, God was manifested. Now, church is here on earth to manifest God. We're here to manifest God. And listen, I lost count of how many people I've seen in my life being healed of all kinds of diseases. I had in my church a man that was blind from birth, and he was healed. Blind from birth, and he was healed. I had the sister who was blind also from birth. She used to walk about 5 kilometers to come to church on a road. It's not a street, a road. A blind woman, she will come with a cane 5 kilometers. The brother was healed. She was still with a problem. And then she got a partial healing and she started being able to do almost normal life. Why didn't the Lord heal her completely? I don't know. Because we cannot explain these things. I've seen people healed of cancer. We were in Hamilton. There's this woman arrives to our church. She has a drain here behind the ear and a bag that is collecting the pus and the things that are coming from her head. She was declared that she was going to live maybe 2 months maximum. She had a brain tumor. We prayed for her. God healed her. Almost 30 years already, 20-something years passed. She's still okay. She's enjoying life. The whole family was transformed. And I've seen these miracles, but I haven't seen God healing them all. I've seen maybe 90% being healed and 10 still go home without that healing. But listen, that's not the reason why, a reason for me to stop praying for people, to stop believing that we'll get to that point. Like Jesus, like the early church, where all are going to be healed. And I want you to be there with me. I know you want to see this. I want you want to see this. This manifestation happens not because any person is special, a preacher is special, or there's someone. This happens by the will of God. And when that happens, a whole region can be changed, can be transformed. And let me tell you, Canada and Quebec needs this transformation. We know it needs this transformation. So what we do? I've been praying for many, many years. Many of you praying for many, many years. And then the Lord gathers people that have a likewise spirit, and He starts doing it. And we have received prophecies, and we have received dreams, and we have received prophetic vision concerning this. And I wanted to talk this message just so that you will be in one accord and that you'll say, yes, I want to see this. Yes, I enjoy teachings on the Word of God. I enjoy knowing about Scripture, but I want to see everybody being healed. I want to receive it too. Listen, I told you, I've been having so many different infirmities. I should have died from a couple of those infirmities. And some of you know me long enough to know that I went through situations of heart disease, of all these kinds of things. And I'm still here, and I intend to be for many years. As long as the Lord keeps me here, we struggle, we do what the doctors say, we do all kinds of things, but I still trust that God is able to give a new heart, to give a new liver, to give a new kidney, to give you everything that you need, that God is able to heal your child. God is able to transform your life. And I want to see this happening. All of them were healed. Amen? I'm not going to see it on CNN, you know, or on CBC, because those are bad news agencies. They survive on bad news. We're not going to see this, on the Gazette or on City TV, or you're not going to see, because those are channels that build on bad news. You know, there's a killing. There's something that happened. There's a storm that destroyed homes. People are addicted to bad news, but we'll see it in churches. Maybe small churches, maybe small places like this one, where suddenly all of them were healed. And then next day, it's like the early church. They couldn't be in the building. That's why they were in the street. That's why it says they will bring people to the street, not to the church. And I long to see this, you know, that we go to St. Catherine Street and we walk on St. Catherine Street and people are being ministered there. Or here on Tashro, Tashiro has more room, so bring them to Tashiro. Bring them to Quartier d'Estrand, to Promenade. We go there, and we have these parking lots. Bring them to Walmart, to the parking lot of Costco. You know, bring them in. And this is the will of God. We will see this if we believe it. If you're ready for it. If you're not just expecting church to be a place like a school, because it shouldn't be. Church should be more active, should be a place of deliverance. So I'm going to invite you to stand. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for people that are watching us online. And my prayer today is that all of us and all of you will be healed. How about that? And maybe you say, well, I don't need healing. God bless you. God bless if you don't need, but there's people here that need. Maybe it's something minor. Maybe it's something that is just bugging you, bothering you. And today, this morning, I believe that God is able to do exactly as we have seen here in Scripture. You know, for this purpose has the Son of God being manifested. You know, as in the early church, they were all healed. Do you want to see this? Do you believe you can see it? So we're going to pray, and after we pray, we're going to worship. I'm going to invite also the worship team to come. And if you need, personal prayer, we're going to lay hands on you. We're going to pray for you. I'm so glad that this stuff of COVID and masks is over, eh? Huh? Aren't you happy? Oh, it's so good. Now you can go anywhere. And you can, show your face and pray for people. 2 years that we couldn't, by law, do this. And now we can. It's so great. You know, we have two rooms here. We have this room. There's another room over there. It's a room this size. Right now there's 200 people there. It's a church in Creole. So I don't invite you to go there because I don't speak Creole. And many of you don't speak Creole. But the pastor came here, and we were here this morning, and he said, oh, I'm so blessed. We have 200 people right there. So they have 100 chairs, and we have 100 of our chairs there. It's so good that we can bless others. But why so many people? Because the grace of God is being manifested. Amen? So over here, I wouldn't put 200 people. Don't worry. But when we get there, we have the movie theater right across, and there's a room for 1,000 there that we can use. So don't worry. We can go. We can go to the parking lot, because this is not about, building churches. This message, it's about building community, building the grace of God in Montreal. So let me pray for you. Right now, God, I send your word. I send your word through these cameras, into those living rooms, into those places where people are watching and they need a miracle. By your stripes, God, by Jesus' stripes, we were healed. And I send the word of healing right there, right now, here. And if you have an infirmity, just place your hand in your body, in your heart, in the place of your infirmity. And right now, I pray, God, for supernatural power to touch people all over this place.